السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، واعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: بادروا بالأعمال فتنا كقطع الليل المظلم، يصبح الرجل مؤمنا ويمسي كافرا، ويمسي مؤمنا ويصبح كافرا، يبيع دينه بعرض من الدنيا، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. We're not Mushtaq, has he gone back? We're not Mushtaq from Manchester. Yeah. My respected brothers, elders, friends, my muhtaram bhaiyo, dosto, buzurgon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ne hame is mukhtasar zindagi naseeb farmaya hai, ata farmaya hai. Allah ta'ala has granted us this very brief life upon this dunya. Aur is dunyavi zindagi ke andar Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ne hamare gardanon ke saath, hamare saath kuch huquq lagaya hai hamare saath, ke hum in huquq ko ada kare. That we fulfill certain rights. It's very important that Allah Ta'ala has not just put us on the dunya that go and do as you want. Everything is according to a system. Everything is planned out, very meticulous. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is meticulous in the way that He's created the universe, in the way that He's created us. Everything is precise, everything is perfect. Nothing is, like they say in English, willy-nilly. Nothing is just as it's random, you know, random selection. Everything is very precise. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those people who also live their lives in that way. Very precise, very disciplined, very organized. And to help us be organized and to help us be disciplined, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put certain things in our life which are known as huquq, rights. That you've got to fulfill those rights. Doesn't matter what you think of yourself. Doesn't matter who you think you are. Doesn't matter how much capabilities you have, or doesn't matter about the lack of your capabilities, you've got to fulfill those rights. The rights of your parents, the rights of your wife, husband, the rights of your neighbors, the rights of your children, the rights of other human beings, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rights of animals, the rights of the environment. Every single thing has rights. Allah ta'ala is keeping us in line. We have to stay in line. A person can't just say, I'm going to wake up in the morning and I'm going to live my life as I want. We have to follow these rules, these guidelines which are set down. And the more disciplined we are, the more organized we are, the more punctual we are, the more we adhere to a timetable. I wake up in the morning and I want to do this like this. If I live separate to my parents, I don't live with my parents, one thing I know is that my parents have a right over me, I need to visit them. I can't just say I don't live with my parents, so yeah, you know, anytime I'm in town, I'll just pop in. No, I've got to have it fixed. Okay, every second day, every third day, I am going to go, I'm going to be at my mum's house, she can expect me at this time in the morning. This is how we've got to be. Everything has to be planned, programmed, disciplined. Even if I live really far away or, you know, I'm very busy, every week on the Friday, once a week on Friday, I'll be there. Anything they need me to do, I'll be there for them at that time. Have it organized, structured. We can't just say, oh yeah, when I see them or whenever the thought comes in my mind to fulfill the rights of my parents, I'm going to do it. Everything has to be properly organized, has to be properly put in its place. It's very important. Allah Ta'ala has organized the whole universe. In the Quran, so many times Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala talks about yulijul layla fil nahari wa yulijun nahara fil layli wa sakhara ash-shamsa wal qamara. Allah Ta'ala talks about the movement of the day and the night and the sun and the moon. Everything Allah Ta'ala has put in a precise, calculated formation. Everything moves in a precise manner. Similarly, in our bodies, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبُصِرُونَ. Look at your own bodies. Do you not see the wonders of Allah's creation at work in your bodies? How precisely Allah has organized the system inside each of us. Each of our bodies is an alam, is a universe in itself. Each of our bodies is a universe in itself. The amount of functions and the amount of things which are happening inside one singular person's body is mind-blowing, is breathtaking. Hafiz ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahmatullahi alayhi, in his book At-Tibyan, he mentions, just because Allah Ta'ala in the Quran mentions وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبُصِرُونَ, اپنے دلوں کے اندر, اپنے آپ, اپنے بدنوں کے اندر جان کو دیکھو کہ اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی نے کیسے عجیب انداز میں ہم سب کو پیدا کیا ہے. Under this ayat, Hafiz ibn al-Qayyim Jawziyyah rahmatullahi alayhi mentions about 200 pages. He writes about 200 pages of how amazing just the human body is. And he's about 1,000, about, what is it? About 1,000, he lived about 700-800 years ago. And at that time, whatever limited science they had and whatever limited research they had, based on that, he managed to write 200 pages of just the wonders of Allah's creation at work in our bodies. Just in our bodies. He talks about everything. Nowadays, if a person was to ponder and reflect like this, like Allah tells us and instructs us in the Quran, فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبُصِرُونَ. Don't you look, don't you ponder at yourself? Pondering is an important part of our deen. In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentions so many times, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ. Do they not ponder? Do they not reflect? To think deeply is an important part of our deen. And we see people who think deeply, these people always have a high status amongst people and in the sight of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. In the time of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there was a young sahabi. He was a little boy. His name was Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. He was the cousin of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But he was so wise, so intelligent. On one occasion, he was sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was on the right side of Rasulullah. And on the left side of Rasulullah, there was Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, and other great Sahaba. So, kisi ne doodh ka ek piyala lekar Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ko ata farmaya ke ya Rasulullah, ye doodh ka ek piyala hai. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne isse nosh farmaya. I'm going to mention in English. Aur phir Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, chunke Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke daaye taraf Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas ek chota sa bachcha baitha hua tha, aur baaye taraf Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar, bade bade unche daraja ke jo sahaba baaye taraf baithe hue the. To Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas, jo us waqt chota bachcha tha, unse pucha ke ya ghulam, میں تمہاری اجازت ہے, میں تم سے اجازت لے سکتا ہوں کہ ان کو پہلے دودھ کا پیالہ عطا فرماؤں. اور اس سے پہلے رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے خود نوش فرمایا تھا. سیدنا عبداللہ ابن عباس رضی اللہ تعالیٰ نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ یا رسول اللہ, اللہ کی قسم, میں آپ نے یہ اپنے جو ہونٹ ہے اس پیالے کے ساتھ لگایا ہے, میں کسی اور کو دنیا کے اندر, لا ارشاد فرماتے ہیں, میں کسی اور کو اس, آپ نے جو ہونٹ لگایا ہے دودھ کے پیالے ساتھ, کسی اور کو اس کے اوپر میں مطلب پریفرنس نہیں دوں گا کہ کوئی اور جا کے اس جگہ سے پیے جس جگہ سے آپ نے پیا ہے. اور پھر سیدنا عبداللہ بن عباس نے پیالہ لے کر, تو بعض لوگ پوچھ سکیں گے یہاں پہ کہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی جو سوال ہے, اس سے پتہ چلتا ہے کہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی آرزو تھی کہ یہ جو بڑے صحابہ ہیں وہ پہلے پیے, لیکن یہ سیدنا عبداللہ ابن عباس کی ذہانت اور فطانت اور سیدنا عبداللہ ابن عباس رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ کی انٹیلیجنس ہے کہ رسول اللہ has drank from one place, I don't care if it was my father or my mother or anyone else there, I will never give preference to anybody else over myself when it comes to drinking from the same place that Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has drank. The ulama have discussed this hadith. They say, my Urdu is very poor, I know, I apologize, struggle to find the words. The ulama have discussed this and they say that, look, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Rasulullah has drunk from the bowl, and then Rasulullah says to Abdullah ibn Abbas, oh Abdullah ibn Abbas, do you give me permission to first give the bowl on my left hand side to the elderly sahaba? Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he should have said yes, because this is what Rasulullah wants, right? You can just tell Rasulullah wants to do this, that's why he's asking. Abdullah ibn Abbas said, no, ya Rasulullah, I will not let anybody else have preference over me when it comes to benefiting from the tabarruk, from the blessings of the place where your lips have touched the bowl. It's Sahih Hadith. And then Rasulullah gave the bowl to him. So it just shows his intelligence, that some things you can allow, you know, respect and all of this. But in some things, no, you have to run first. سَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. When it comes to competing with things of the Akhirah, have a competition. فَتَنَافَسُوا. Allah Ta'ala mentions that this tanafus means to compete with one another. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the Akhirah and the blessings of Jannah, that in the blessings of Jannah you need to have tanafus. What is this tanafus? Tanafus means, you know, in the dunya, when a person has a nice watch or a nice car or a nice phone, another person says, I really want that nice watch as well. Or, I need a nicer car than this person. I need a nicer phone than this person. So they have a competition to see who can have the nicer item, who can have the nicer object. This is known as tanafus. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran that wafi dhalik, in terms of the Akhirah, in terms of Jannah, this is where your tanafus should happen. Anytime you see someone is about to overtake you in terms of deen, you go and overtake them. Don't let anybody overtake you in terms of deen. Why is somebody else performing 5 times salah in the masjid and you're performing it at home? Why is somebody else reading tahajjud salah while you're sleeping away? Why is somebody else fasting on Monday and Thursday and you're saying, no. Maghrib is at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. Bohut, bhook lag jayega, I can't fast. Nay, bohut mushkil hai, bohut mushkil hai. And this other person is fasting when Maghrib is at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Why are we letting other people take over and overcome and beat us when it comes to things of goodness? This is what tanafus is. So Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas is demonstrating to us here, no. Respect is there in its own place. I respect Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar. I respect these great Sahaba. But this is tanafus here. Rasulullah has drunk from this bowl. I can't allow anybody else to drink from this bowl. That's why Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu used to call Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas Ghawwas. I went from being, you know, thinking deeply and pondering. It's part of our deen. Whenever there was something confusing or an ayah of the Quran that nobody else could understand and nobody else could get to the depth of it, Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu would call Abdullah ibn Abbas. And he would say to him, Ghus ya Ghawwas. Ghawwas means someone, teh tak pahunchne ki jiske andar salahiyat ho. Go to the depth of it, O Ghawwas. Meaning, O Abdullah, you have the ability that you can get right to the bottom of it. What is Allah Ta'ala really trying to say? That's why Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he used to have his shura, his gathering that he used to consult, he brought Abdullah ibn Abbas in there, and he was only like 15, 16 years old. The elderly Badri Sahaba who were in the 50s, 60s, they were looking at each other like, why is that boy here? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu realized, these people are not happy. They're not going to say anything to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, but they're not too happy with the fact that this child is here in such an important discussion. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, there's this ayah of the Quran, and he mentioned it. And he said, does anyone know what it means? So one sahabi says, I think it means this. Another one says, I think it means this. Another one says, I think it means this. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu listened to everybody's opinion. And then he said, oh Abdullah, you tell me, what does this ayat mean? And then Abdullah ibn Abbas explained the ayat so beautifully. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, this is the reason why I have this boy here in my gathering. Allah has given him the ability to get to the depth of the matter. And how did he get this ability? On one occasion, it's mentioned that he brought the wudu water of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam early in the morning, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Allahumma allimhu al-kitab, Allahumma faqihu fi al-din wa allimhu al-ta'wil." Oh Allah, grant him the understanding of deen and give him the knowledge of the Quran. Allah Ta'ala opened his heart. One dua of Rasulullah, his heart expounded. As a small child, he understood the Quran so well. That's why he is the mufassir of the Quran. Whenever you say the mufassir of the Quran, Abdullah ibn Abbas has said, nobody else has any authority there to disagree with that and to say anything different. So I was mentioning, my dear respected brothers and elders, we need to ponder, we need to reflect. We need to really think about our life, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. What rights Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put on our shoulders. fulfilling the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the salah, the fasting, zakat, fulfilling the rights of our parents, fulfilling the rights of our children, fulfilling the rights of our neighbors, and our family members, all of the people who have rights over us, we need to fulfill their rights. I was going to mention one hadith, I'll mention it inshallah, and then the adhan can go. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said to the Sahaba, أَلَا أُخْبِرُكُمْ بِأَفْضَلَ مِنْ دَرَجَةِ الصِّيَامِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَالصَّدَقَةِ. Should I inform you of something which is greater than fasting and performing salah and giving charity? Should I inform you of a rank which is greater than this? The Sahaba said, بَلَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Of course, Ya Rasulullah, please inform us of this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِصْلَاحُ ذَاتِ الْبَيْنِ. Rectifying your dealings with each other. Having good relations and good connections with everyone, positive dealings with other people, not negative dealings with anyone. This is greater than fasting, and this is greater than salah, and this is greater than charity. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَفَسَادُ ذَاتِ الْبَيْنِ فَإِنَّهَا الْحَالِقَةِ. Last point inshallah, adhan can go. And stay away from, akhiri nukta inshallah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, stay away from spoiling or souring the relationships with other people. That you spoil the relationships with other people, you break ties with other people, stay away from this. And then look at this last part. Rasulullah said, فَإِنَّهَا الْحَالِقَ. There are two words in Arabic. One is halika with a ha, small ha and a small kaf. One is haliqa with a big ha and a big kaf. Haliq, halaqa yahluqu, means to trim, to shave. Say يَحْلُقُ الشَّعْرَ. He shaved his hair, he trimmed his hair. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, stay away from bad dealings with other people. فَإِنَّهَا الْحَالِقَ. Because this shaves away. And then he explained, لَا أَقُولُ يَحْلِقُ الشَّعْرَ وَلَكِنْ يَحْلِقُ الدِّينَ. I'm not saying that it shaves away at the hair, but it shaves away at a person's deen. That a person outwardly is pious, religious, performing salah, giving zakat, fasting, but they hate this person, they don't like that person, I don't like this guy's face, I don't like what this person said, every time this person talks I get annoyed, I don't want to talk to this person ever again. Always falling out with people, Rasulullah is saying it shaves away at your deen. So from the outside, slowly, 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 it trims away at a person's deen until there is no deen left. So it's very important. It's like a hidden virus which affects a person when a person has this knack of always, you know, hating people, misunderstanding people. I don't think this person likes me. I don't like this person. This person talks funny. I'm never going to see this person's face again. Just stay away. Be positive. Look at things in a positive light. This is what our religion teaches us. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice one of these few words. SubhanAllah. Alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, Ayya ala salah, Ayya ala salah, Hayya alal falah, Allahu Akbar. أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Can I just request everyone move forward, fill in the gaps, and then start your sunnah? It is a holiday, so there's going to be a lot more youngsters attending. So please do move forward, fill in the gaps. Jazakallah. انشاءاللہ کچھ اعلانات ہیں. پچھلے جمعے کو جو کلیکشن ہوئی تھی 1,191 pounds, اللہ تعالیٰ تمام ساتھیوں کی ڈونیشنز کو قبول فرمائے, اور اسی طرح تمام مرحومین کے لیے بھی دعا کی درخواست کی گئی ہے, خصوصاً حاجی مہدی خان مرحوم کے لیے اور ان کی فیملی کی طرف سے 50 pounds مسجد کو دی گئی ہے. اللہ تعالیٰ قبول فرمائے, اللہ تعالیٰ تمام مرحومین کو کی مغفرت فرمائے, اور اسی طرح حاجی نور الہی کے بھائی کے لیے بھی دعا کی درخواست کی گئی ہے, وہ بھی بیمار ہے, اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو شفاء کاملہ عاجلہ دائمہ مستمرہ نصیب فرمائے. اور اسی طرح پچھلے ہفتے کو جو عبدالستار بھائی کا جو بیٹا ہے وہ ان کا انتقال ہوا تھا, تو انہوں نے بھی دعا کی درخواست کی ہے, اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو بھی غریق رحمت فرمائے, ان کے تمام گناہوں کو معاف فرمائے, اللہ تعالیٰ فیملی کو صبر جمیل نصیب فرمائے. اور اس اتوار کو بولٹن میں حضرت شیخ آصف حسین فاروقی تمت برکات ہوں کی زیر نگرانی مسجد زکریہ بولٹن میں سالانہ ذکر اجتماع 25 دسمبر کو عشاء نماز کے بعد 6:15 کو منعقد ہوگا. یہ باہر اشتہار بھی لگی ہوئی ہے, پوسٹرز باہر بھی لگا ہوا ہے, تو اس پہ ساتھ دیکھ لے ڈیٹیلز. تو انشاءاللہ ٹرانسپورٹ کا بھی انتظام کیا گیا ہے, اور مسجد حمزہ سے 4:15 کو ایک کوچ نکلے گا مسجد حمزہ کے باہر سے. تو جو ساتھی کوچ میں ایک سیٹ بک کروانا چاہتے ہیں, فری سیٹ ہے, فری ٹکٹ ہے, تو شہزاد صاحب اور آصف صاحب وہ باہر انتظار کر رہے ہیں, ان سے رابطہ کر لیں اور اپنا سیٹ بک کروا لیں. دیر از اے ذکر مجلس اجتماع ایٹ مسجد زکریہ بولٹن آن سنڈے ایٹ 6:15 آفٹر عشاء. ماشاء اللہ, دیز پوسٹرز ایوری ویئر, بگر بینرز دین ویو ایور سین, ماشاء اللہ, ویری گڈ. So all the details are there. Whoever wants to book a free coach ticket, then at 4:15 from our masjid, there's going to be a coach leaving after Maghrib. So you can contact one of the brothers outside, Brother Asif or Brother Shahzad. And one more very important announcement. Tomorrow, inshallah, after Isha Salah, we have a very important program in our masjid here as well, about the life, legacy and teachings of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So every year we try and hold this. So inshallah, it's important that we all attend. Brothers as well, sisters as well. Talk will be in English. Sisters, there's always facilities upstairs. Food arrangements have also been made. So everyone, inshallah, please try and attend that program to learn about Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, his life, his teachings, the correct beliefs to have about him, the incorrect beliefs that some people have about him, the Trinity and all of these different types of things. We're going to discuss them in brief, inshallah. JazakAllah khairan. So that's tomorrow after Isha Salah, the life legacy of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. And brothers, can I just request whoever's still just sitting towards the back, leaning on the wall or something like this, if you could just move forward, inshallah. It is the holidays, there are a lot of, let's be considerate about everybody else that's going to come in. Because as soon as khutbah starts, I'm going to look at the door, there's going to be people, a line of people waiting outside. So please, if we all move forward from now, any gaps we see in front of us, if we fill them up, then inshallah people can easily come in. So agar kisi ke samne khali jagah ho to khud aage badh ke jagah ko mukammal farma le.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله مخرج أوليائه من الظلمات إلى النور ومورد أعدائه ورطات الغرور وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله المخرج للخلائق من الديجور صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين لم تغرهم الحياة الدنيا ولم يغرهم بالله الغرور صلاة تتوالى على ممر الدهور ومكر الساعات والشهور أما بعد فمفتاح السعادة التيقظ والفطنة ومنبع الشقاوة الغرور والغفلة فالأكياس هم الذين انشرحت صدورهم للاقتداء بدلائل الاهتداء والمغرور هو الذي ضاق صدره عن الهدى باتباع الهوى فلم ينفتح بصيرته ليكون بهداية نفسه كفيلا وبقي في العمى فاتخذ النفس قائده والشيطان دليلا ومن كان في هذه أعمى فهو في الآخرة أعمى وأضل سبيلا وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى فيه بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور وقال تعالى ولكنكم فتنتم أنفسكم وتربصتم وارتبتم وغرتكم الأماني حتى جاء أمر الله وغركم بالله الغرور وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن يتبعون إلا الظن وما تهوى الأنفس ولقد جاءهم من ربهم الهدى أم للإنسان ما تمنى فلله الآخرة والأولى بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات وذكر الحكيم استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشد هم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأعلمهم بالحلال والحرام معاذ بن جبل وأقرأهم لكتاب الله أبي بن كعب ألا وإن لكل أمة أمينا وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة بن الجراح وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من كنت مولاه فعلي مولاه الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام وأهله في كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم وفقنا ولولاة المسلمين لما تحب وترضاه أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Please straighten the rows, safe the rows for many jaga. If there are any gaps in front of us, please move forward, fill in the gaps. Brothers who have mobile phones, please do put them on silent, turn them off. برائے مہربانی یہ جو موبائل فون ہے ان کو پلیز بند کر لیجئے گا سائلنٹ پر رکھ لیجئے گا اور کوئی خالی جگہ ہو تو اس کو پور فرما دیجئے گا. Could just let me know from the back inshallah when we're ready to start.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la Muhammadan Rasulullah, Ashhadu an la Muhammadan Rasulullah, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala falah, Hayya ala falah, Qad qamatis salatu, Qad qamatis salah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah.
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Malik Yawm Al-Din. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم يا ربي لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلالي وجهك العظيم سلطانك اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا واستر لنا عيوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا وأكرمنا ولا تهنا وأعطنا ولا تحرمنا وآثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا وارضنا وارض عنا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين
Thank you.